I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, back to this. We have not been able to figure this whole thing out over the course of the last couple of days. How this pivot happened was miraculous. Kristen, do you want to explain this real quick?
Yeah, so we did a segment called Spill the Tea on the Hot Goss in Your Office. And if we're intrigued, we want to follow along with what transpires. So Cindy calls us up and tells us the hot goss is that her manager is sleeping with three different employees, three different women in the office. They were talking in the break room and they got found out, and two of the girls are actually friends and she's closer with them. And then somebody else, another like assistant manager in the break room, is like, yeah, this dude's like a total player. How did you not know? He's like slept with everybody. Like, that's just a thing. Plus this guy is married. And then the last call, Cindy said that his wife is pregnant. So the layers just keep getting grosser when it comes to him. But we got the last update we got is that these three women were going to set him up, right? Like, he was going to go out and go grab a drink, and then all three were going to be there, and they were all going to throw drinks in his face and be like, you scoundrel. We don't want anything to do with you.
That was the insult you made.
They really had it all planned out, didn't they?
It was very, very PG, okay?
Two girls brainstorming. One came up with the scoundrel part, and the other one obviously didn't spend a lot of time on it.
They threw drinks in his face. What more do you want? But when she gave us the update, two of the women, yeah, went to go set them up, but then they all slept together. Like, they ended up having a menage a trois instead.
It's kind of impressive.
And I'm like, what kind of setup is that? Like, so her two friends ended up doing that with the boss instead. And so we needed to do another follow up after the whole, you know, threesome thing, and figure out, like, what is going on? Is he going to get outed? And what about the other woman that he was sleeping with?
I still want to know the details on how this dude turned it around, because you got two really angry women that are showing up to that bar with an agenda. They've probably talked, like you said, about how they were going to do this. And where did it turn?
And then Cindy told us he's not, like, aesthetically pleasing.
You're not even funny.
Not even funny. But apparently he's got some confidence, arrogance, whatever you want to call it. He's got some kind of riz that he's able to pull.
He sure does.
Yes, he does.
He's using it a lot. Hey, Cindy, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right, you got it. Please tell me you got more details on how he turned this whole thing around and what's happened.
Yes, I got everything because I worked with one of the girls last night.
Okay.
So, so Monday, we came into work, and the other girl DM'd his wife because she was very, very upset about what happened Friday. And come to find out, they didn't even let the other girl know that they were meeting, like, where they were meeting and what time they were meeting or anything. So she was upset about that. And then the wife came up there Monday and acted a fool, asking who the girls were and how does she have proof and all this stuff that she don't do the DM thing. So they all got called into the other manager's office, and then I guess the three of them got suspended for like a couple of, like an hour or two. I don't know. But I know we had a meeting on Tuesday about relationships in the workplace and rumors in the workplace and that they're not going to tolerate it. And, you know, if we have any information, we can go to our higher up manager about everything. And then the girls were in the meeting. It was just the guy. So last night I worked with a girl and the one who outed his wife. And she was like, yeah, I'm over it. I called HR on him. He's not going to make me look stupid with all these women. And then his wife wanted to act stupid. Like she, her husband's like, don't do any of this. And like, I was just crazy. So the other people are supposed to come back to work, I think Thursday or Friday, to see what, like, what's going to happen. But what happened Friday night is they were talking about everything, and the guy was just like, well, why don't we all just be friends?
That's the move.
Why don't we what? All be friends?
Yay. That's what he said to them. And, like, they were just all for it. She was like, well, I had fun, and...
What kind of hypnosis is this man putting these women under?
This guy's got...
No, he's a magician.
Yeah.
Oh, you think...
BDE, yeah, because he probably has BD.
Yeah, but still.
You got to.
I'm assuming he really is skilled. That's the only way.
Yes, there's no other explanation.
So wait, so when you were telling this story, all three women got reprimanded in some capacity, but he did not, and they're still willing to forgive him?
Yeah, he was in the work meeting. The other girls weren't, but he was. And then one of the girls came back, and that's the one who outed his wife. But I don't know.
You know
this whole thing is messed up. So, like, Thursday or Friday, the other two girls are supposed to come back.
Crazy. You know what I'm taking from this whole thing? That most guys are so bad in bed that a situation like this happens, and even though he got caught... He's at least good in bed. So they're like, you know what? There's nothing better out there.
That dude a week away from sleeping with the whole state.
This is Hall of Fame material right here.
Oh, he's definitely going into the Hall of Fame.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.